You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action coming up on Monday, 29th of October. And it's a good day of action and prospects as we start off the week at the likes of Redcar, Leicester. We're also going to be at Chelmsford and Ayr. Racing also over in Ireland at Galway and Wexford. Sure, the guys in the studio will fit that action in as and when they can. Here on the podcast, my name is John Gibby, joined by Kevin O'Malley. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, John. It's been a very enjoyable weekend of racing action. Plenty to take from at Cheltenham and on the flat as well at Doncaster. Cheltenham in particular had some really stirring finishes there on Saturday. Really enjoyed that. And yeah, as you say, it's plenty of action to get stuck into on Monday as well. I think it's a bank holiday over in Ireland, so two meetings there and plenty on the flat over here as well.
You mentioned the action that we've had over the weekend in both codes, as we are in that sort of switchover period as we get more into the jumps now. And we had Aintree's first meeting of the year on Sunday, just before we recorded this. Rode on a fantastic front-running performance, I thought, and a great ride by Bryony Frost to win the Old Roan Chase. What were your thoughts on that one?
I absolutely love Frodon. I napped him today and put him up in my column as well. I knew that he was on a pretty stiff mark of 158. There was no real hiding places for him. But so often his jumping gets him out of trouble. He's an immaculate jumper of a fence, and he just jumps so well for Bryony. Whatever it is about that jockey on Frodon, they just seem to get on so well. And it was just another immaculate round of jumping. And when he needed to battle, he knuckled down. And yeah, he found plenty to deny the efforts of the second and third. Cloudy Dream looked like he was going to stage a little bit of a rally, but once again just a little bit one paced at the finish. But Frodon, one of my favourite chasers in training, and it was a really good performance from him.
I think sometimes with Frodon, because he has been around for a few years, we forget that he is only 6 years old. Do you think he can go on to so far he's been a bit of a handicap, but do you think he can go on to compete in even better races going forward?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think he will be found out at the very top level, but because he's not the biggest chaser in the world. But he will have his days in the sun for sure, because when he gets into a rhythm, he's a very, very good chaser for sure. But as you know, he could pick up a grade one. It just depends where he goes and what kind of horses turn up where, really. But on days like today, he just had a breathing operation as well, so that's clearly done very well for him. He's turned out fit, and just his jumping today was just brilliant. Really, really a big fan of the horse.
Fantastic. Well, it was good to see Aintree get their season underway on Sunday, and we of course enjoyed all the racing from across the weekend and the jump season stepping up another gear, of course, next week with the Charlie Hall. We've also got the Breeders' Cup to look forward to, and so we'll look forward to all of that here on the podcast, and of course you can listen to the domestic action on Racing Radio as well. That includes racing on Monday. As usual on the podcast, Kevin, you've picked out two bets for us, a nap and the next best. What are we going to hear about first?
I've gone in the 2:15 at Redcar tomorrow for my nap. It's a mile and six handicap. Got some interesting horses in the field, the likes of C. Yumzane, who's been plying her trade to pretty good effect for Mark Johnston all season. She would have a reasonable chance, but needs to turn around from a pretty poor run at Haydock last time out. Volcanic Sky, he's been beaten favourite the last twice. He's gone off at short odds. I just worry about him over this trip on pretty soft ground at this stage of the season. Nuis and George won quite nicely at Haydock last time out. That was over 12 furlongs. He should handle the ground. He's got experience on good to soft. It's just whether or not he can handle deep ground now. He's gone up in trip by 2 furlongs. The one that I'm really keen on is Amazing Michelle for Richard Fahey and Paddy Mathers. I quite fancied Dunnicky's Girl last time out, the horse that Amazing Michelle beat at Newcastle and absolutely thrashed Dunnicky's Girl. And Dunnicky's Girl was quickening away from the rest of the field to finish second that day. I thought it was a really impressive performance from Amazing Michelle. Obviously, conditions are vastly different, Newcastle on the polytrack to Redcar on soft ground, but She showed a really nice attitude, the grey. And in a race where several are coming to the end of their season, she just seems to be improving at just the right time. She recorded an RPR of 87 there and runs off 74. So there's a good bit of room for manoeuvre in the handicap. And if she remains in the same kind of form she was in at Newcastle, I think she'll win.
Fantastic. Amazing. Michelle, then, for Kevin at Redcar in the 215. It's a race that was won last year, incidentally, by Rhodesian, who has gone on to be a very good hurdler. It'll be interesting to see what's going to win on Monday. Now, Kevin, on to your next best, and that runs at Leicester, I believe.
Yeah, we're in the 155, which is a 1.4 handicap. A pretty good affair here. It's got a good bit of prize money as well. $20,000 on offer for a Class 2 race. Hochfeld heads the weights. He's had a very busy season. He's been holding his form very well all summer. Finds it hard to get his head in front, but he's a good, solid yardstick for this race. And I think he's also going to make it a good, solid gallop. And I think that's what my selection needs. Not so sleepy for Huey Morrison and Charlie Bennett. Another horse that's been knocking on the door, but finding it quite difficult to get his head in front, not so sleepy. I backed him in a race won by Alfaris. It was a good handicap at Glorious Goodwood back in July. He could only manage 8th of 15 that day, but he really did catch the eye. I thought he was a little bit unlucky. I backed him again at Ayr after that run, over 10 furlongs on good ground, and thought he was a little bit unlucky that day. I haven't backed him since, but he was a neck second to Byron Flyer last time out at Leicester. Another really good run. They just didn't go much of a pace that day for him. And again, I do think that there will be quite a good gallop on in this race, and I think that's what he needs really to be seen to best effect. So there's not much room for error from his handicap rating of 97, but if they do go a good clip, I think he'll be bang there at the finish, not so sleepy. So he's my next best tomorrow.
Fantastic. Well, you can hear how Kevin's two selections get on Racing Radio. And we're live throughout the afternoon. It gets underway at 1:55 a.m. Of course, with the clocks having changed, we've now got an earlier start to racing in the UK. We look forward to that. And join us tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. Kevin, thanks for being with us today.
Cheers, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.